This is the same Minister of Public Utilities that laid bare a 2020 Cabinet Subcommittee report in the Parliament of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago and leveled with the population at every single opportunity. We leveled with the population and we told the population the state of affairs. And why would this government, after doing so much over the last 2 years and leveling with the people of Trinidad and Tobago, with the state of affairs of WASA and how we intend to change that and to transform and to restructure the organization, why would the government now enter into some secret deal with a Canadian company and sign a non-disclosure agreement with respect to taking over of WASA? Ladies and gentlemen, another big lie.